I'm going to plant a flag and say that the fourth film in the Terminator series is not science fiction. Furthermore, that's exactly its problem. Arguing about whether something is science fiction is probably self-defeating, but that didn't stop us from trying to do it for 7 years, once a month, for 2 hours at a shot, during which time I attended the venerable Bloomington, Indiana Science Fiction Discussion Group. And if you think a political or a religious argument can get heated, just put a dozen hardcore science fiction fans in a circle and ask them to define their passion. In fact, maybe SF is a religion. Then again, nobody in the science fiction field itself has ever proposed even a workable definition of the genre that didn't get shrugged off or burned to the ground. When we start splitting hairs, things get slippery, and more works can be filed in numerous places. Hence, terms are coined, such as hard SF, where the science is rigorous, and soft SF, like the so-called soft sciences. Perhaps social issues or psychology are inventive, but at the expense of cutting-edge physics. But again, there is no room in science fiction for Terminator salvation. That's because SF is primarily a field of ideas, and salvation doesn't have any of those. Not about science, not about fiction, other than let's keep things moving. At least one facet of the Terminator series hasn't gone straight downhill, and that's the special effects. The first film was down and dirty, though the night photography was pretty nice, and the makeup by Stan Winston turning Arnold's face into half-robot worked well. The second film did its part to push the movies into the computer graphics age. The third Terminator we can skip. And now this new one, with effects by Industrial Light and Magic, and it's cutting edge again, if last year you thought Transformers was cutting edge. But like all technology, computer graphics are dated and start getting cheap the instant you pay for them. Take a dispassionate second look at T2 sometime. The morphing metal man now looks quaint. Not so when he freezes solid and shatters, done via a model, Stan Winston again. But in terms of ideas, the series seems to be on a fatal slide. The first Terminator delighted in the intricacies of its time travel plot, maybe a little too much. Science fiction writer Harlan Ellison sued, successfully proving that the film ripped off an earlier story by him. T2, while it layered excitement upon excitement, like cheese upon bacon, upon salt, upon oil, upon french fries, was awfully short on real feeling. The third Terminator we can skip, but you knew that. The new chapter works for a while, coasting on Christian Bale's murderous focus. If this is your first T film, that performance is going to seem bizarre. But consider that Bale is playing John Connor, who grew up an orphan, thinking his mother was psychotic, telling him Armageddon was coming in about a year or two, and human-looking killer robots would stalk him without end. Oh, and by the way, the future of the entire human race rests on your shoulders. Don't even get me started about the poor man's relationship to his father. Bale's choice to bring all his intensity to the surface was, I suppose, one way to make sense of this crazy character, but it was overkill and a waste of Bale's energy. As much watched on YouTube, it also caused Bale to explode on set, revealing what a toll it takes on him for this to be his method of choice again and again. Time to broaden out. So T4 works best in its opening and middle acts when there's very little dialogue. After all, it's better to close your mouth and be thought an idiot than to open it and remove all doubt. If it had stayed lean to the end, maybe we could have given the film the benefit of the doubt. But in the third act, it funnels down to a very traditional climax, pretty much smothered in nostalgia. Some of that's fun, but And when Terminator Salvation opens its mouth to tell you what it's about, its lack of ideas reveals it as so much less than the sum of its parts. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.